So, I am doing this podcast, and welcome to Witches DNA 101. I am doing this podcast really, really early. Normally, I do them at night. It is morning. It is almost 11 in the morning, and so I am doing this. We got a new moon yesterday in Scorpio, still in Scorpio. We are 0.2% new. And so this is a perfect time. New moons are great for new beginnings. New everything. Anything you want to start. Gardens, growing, and all kinds of great. The new moon is great for all that kind of stuff. And starting conversations with people. Going out and applying for jobs or starting your resume or like what we're getting ready to do today, make our love oil. Now, I'm going to also talk to you guys a little more about herb and floral correspondences. And so let's get started. So you can either your oil, you for a love oil, you can put this on your skin if you want. You can put this on your skin, or you can use it to dress or anoint. A candle, for instance. Okay, so, and I will get into the differences between dressing and anointing later. I might, because that can be a whole other podcast. So I might do that actually tonight. We'll see. But the type of oils, like if you're going to use it like a perfume, you might want to use it like a carrier oil. And something that doesn't leave like a really oily or is heavy would be best for that. Essential oils are normally used for that, but you can also use dry herbs. Never use powders, like ground herbs, ground powdered herbs in your oils, because it gets all mucky and nasty, and you don't want to put that on your skin nor use that in a spell, in my opinion. So the oils best for using as a perfume to put on your skin are called carrier oils, and they help dilute the concentrations in the essential oils, because essential oils go through this extraction process that can be complicated and lengthy. And they're very concentrated, and that can be very strong for people's skin, too strong, and it might cause breakouts and stuff, like irritations and stuff. So that's why you use a carrier oil to help, I guess you can say, carry that over to where you will be able to comfortably wear it. And good carrier oils are light oils that barely leave a film, like grapeseed oil, avocado oil, that would be pure 100% avocado oil, sweet almond oil, coconut oil, stuff like that. But if you're going to anoint things, you're only using this in a spell, like you're pouring this oil into like a jar, or you are anointing a candle or an apple or some other type of like a tomato or fruit for a love spell, then it really doesn't matter. You can use any one of those, including olive oil or sunflower oil. Sunflower oil would be great for success. Sunflowers are for success, and are common and are popularly used in like money oils. So today we're doing a love oil, And in this love oil, I actually have a tall bottle that's very nice. I love the way it's shaped. And it's 100% pure avocado oil, but I've used it all. So I went to the store and I got some pure olive oil and I just poured it inside there. So, I lucked out when I found this avocado oil. And so I used it for, oh my God, my skin and everything. It's just so wonderful. But I wanted to say that if, like, it's cold out, it's getting chillier out, if you want to use avocado oil and your skin gets dry easily, then I would add or reinforce that with a heavier oil, maybe a little bit of olive oil to help it to stick, because it'll evaporate really fast. And your skin will stay soft, but it still might ash up a little bit. Okay, so what we're going to do before my roses die over here is we are going to first add roses. So roses, and I'm trying to keep track of time, and I have my flowers in a vase that has plant food in it. They smell so good. And the outside flowers have started to wilt, but the inside are still good. So beautiful and velvety. I'm using red for love. You can use pink for friendship if that is your aim. So just kind of like stuff that in. This has like a little hole that I could take out. This little spigot type of thing that I could take out. But I'm too lazy to right now. So I took off the back parts of the leaves, and which was only two. And I am now stuffing the rest of these in there. And what did I forget to do, y'all? Remember from last podcast, charge and activate. So let's charge and activate. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, this is how I do it. You do it the way you do it to your specific deities, if any. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate these rose petals that I have placed in this olive oil jar and are in my hand for divine love, to bring me love that's blessed and kissed by your divine love and energy. I charge and activate this for love, for domestic peace and happiness, that for love that will always, always be cherished, and devotion, and every day we stay together, love together, and always have each other always in our hearts, and we express this to each other. Every day our love grows deeper for each other. We're crazy about each other. We're crazy for each other. We support each other, and we want each other to be loved and happy, and to grow in the love and the happiness that we have for each other, to nurture each other in this way. I ask this with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be. Okay, so let's continue putting these rose petals in. Because you got to give them a direction. Because, yes, these flowers and herbs and any of your, you know, any of your tools do have this energy, this resonate with their own energy, like rose petals for love. But you have to give it direction. and he doesn't know what to do, that comes from your intention. What their energy is set to do is not something that's going to be automatic just by using a rose. You got to tell it what you want it to do. You know, like in a relationship, you can't expect somebody to read your mind. It's the same thing. Same thing. Okay, I'm almost... I got a lot of rose petals here to put in. Well, not a lot. I got a few more. So, for this, it's kind of like a small opening, but not too small. So, I'm just kind of folding them up. Being careful not to bruise them, because personally, I don't really want to bruise these beautiful leathery petals. Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely. And so once I finish this, I'm going to pop a few rose buds in there. And yes, we will charge and activate those as well. Everything, every single ingredient you used in the spell, you charge and activate it. And no, you're not saying by doing that, you're not saying that the universe doesn't know you, who you are, or anything like that. It's putting your will, your purpose into the spell. Getting to a little tight part, so I'm almost done. And you want to have some time. Oh, it's so pretty. You want to have some, I think this is going to be my next painting, roses. You want to have some time set aside to where you can take your time. Nurture the spell, especially when it's a love spell. Nurture the spell like you want to be nurtured. That's putting that intention, that energy into your spell. And yes, it's even a spell just making the oil. If y'all hear roaring going on, they're doing something next door, some type of construction next door. I think they're building some more houses or something. Beautiful. I just absolutely love working with roses. So amazingly gorgeous. Okay. And this last one. And I got a little bit of the leaf that's going in there as well. Because rose leaves are powerful too. And something else that goes in, that is the stem of a rose, thorns and all. This one does not have any thorns, but if yours does, that's okay. Put it all in there. I'm not cutting. I'm kind of like snapping and twisting. And I've got these beautiful rose leaves on here. Let me pick these off and put those in. Love. it's beautiful. And again, I am using olive oil because this is not going to go on my skin, at least not intended to as its primary use. Okay, I felt a couple of thorns right there, so let me see. Yay. Put that end in there. It's the butthole. Let me see if I can take that off. Sometimes you might need to break it down a little bit just to get it all in there. Okay, there it goes. All right, now we're going to get a few rosebuds. And we are going to bless and activate these rosebuds. Bless, charge, and activate these rosebuds. Odd number of rosebuds here. Okay, so get the stem. Oh shoot. Oh boy, I dropped one. Okay, so I'm using the stems as well. Okay, so let's get started. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate these rosebuds to bring charm and beauty to our romance, to blossom and grow as the years grow, to grow together as one and also as our individual selves, to always be supportive in each other's endeavors, and even when we disagree, that we know it's not a lack of love. All this according to the will of the divine universe, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels. In Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed be. Your prayer should make sense just to you. Okay, your charge, the way you charge and activate should make sense just to you, the person who the spell is actually being done for. And if there is a target, then and that target is there, then you two could agree on that. Or if the target is not there, then you go by what you feel. Okay, so I have two rose petals here left over. Okay, so let's put that right there. All right, so next we're going to put in carnation. Okay, so I'm gonna grab a carnation out my vase, and I'm going to snap off the bud because the whole carnation is not going to be able to fit in my jar. It might fit in yours, so you might not have to do this. So let's bless, charge, and activate this carnation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate this carnation to bring protection, guidance, strength, and power to our love. And balance, that we'll always have a balance and equal footing in our love. There are no power struggles. There are no dominance issues. We see each other as and accept each other for who we are. And I also ask for power placed into this spell, into this spell oil, into this love oil, to activate and bring these qualities out in the both of us in the most loving and gentle and supportive ways, all within the will of the divine universe, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name. Amen and blessed be. So some people might not want to put Jesus' name in there. That is your choice. You go by your deity, even if you want to use God but not Jesus. That is your choice. So I'm picking off the leaves of this carnation. And in my, as I'm charging and activating, you get a good sense of the correspondences of these items that I'm putting in here. So I don't have to do like a separate thing where I'm telling you what it is. Stuff that down in there. Okay. Be gentle. Gentle and kind, if that's your nature. The universe knows you as you, so you do what you do. You do what comes natural to you. You don't have to do what I do. You don't have to do it the way I do it. You do it the way you do it. That's how you get power into your spell, not by copying what somebody else does, but by being authentic and true to you. That brings the most power into a spell. And if you ask the help of spirit, then it allows spirit to be able to help you most effectively and efficiently. I'm getting the whole flower, leaves, and all. Okay, so that was a carnation. That was one carnation. Okay, so now what we are going to do. Oh, let me get this here. I get the stem. Well, I don't think I need to get the stem of that. I just want the stem of the rose. So, next up is we've got saffron. I'm putting a few. Now, saffron can be expensive. You don't have to use saffron. These are things that I decided to put into this last spell. So, I'm taking a few threads of saffron. Beautiful red, orange, saffron, beautiful color of autumn. And let's bless and charge and activate this saffron. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, I bless and charge and activate this saffron as an aphrodisiac in our relationship. That we feel this way towards each other, that there is no sexual insecurities between me and that our love is always there. It's healing. It heals anything, any wounds that we have just by being together. happiness is being placed on a pedestal, and there's natural, heavy, beautiful, mutually respectful lust, and that the power behind our lust and our happiness and our love and the healing that we have, the feeling of home that we have with each other, overcomes anything and anyone that might be set against us. And I ask this with the divine, only in the divine will of the universe, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be. So let's put this saffron and little scraggly threads. Now, if your opening to your vessel that you're using is smaller than mine, you can use a funnel. That fits it. That helps. Okay, so put the lid back on there. Next up, we're going to put, let's see. Yeah, we'll put some rosemary, honey, and some pink Himalayan sea salt. Okay, so you got a sprig of rosemary, a nice sprig, good sprig of rosemary. So let's charge and activate and bless this rosemary. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I charge and activate and bless this rosemary to bring protection from any negativity that might be against coming together and loving and having a fruitful relationship that we both want, that we both desire. That coming together is easy. That staying together is like easy, like breathing. Like we wake up each other and with each other in harmony. It's around us with protection, with divine protection, with protection from our ancestors that's protecting and nourishing our love as well. The divine universe is encircling us in a protection, a ring of love. I ask this in the divine will of the universe, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be. Now, you guys might have noticed that I say, let me get sprigs kind of falling to the side. With the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, instead of my guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, because I recognize that that the other person has guides and guardians and the same as me, and so that's giving the other person a chance to allow the other person's free will to be involved in this spell. And also, as you know, as I have taught you guys, that I give this spell. This is not a domination type of spell. We talked about this the last two podcasts, that I give this spell to the universe. And the universe decides whether or not the person has mutual, well, I know the person has mutual feelings, but whether or not these feelings are something that the universe are in the best interest for me. Okay, so now we've got pink salt. We're going to bless this here salt. Pink salt is pink Himalayan sea salt. Is nurturing, is healing, it's soothing because it's soft. It's like pink roses. It nurtures friendship and love. Okay, so let's get going. And in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate this pink Himalayan sea salt to bring us friendship. To bring friendship and fidelity and protection from all negative energies, the evil eye, anything that might be said against us. To bring us romance and love and even enduring during hardships, through hardships, that our friendship gets us through hardships, sadness, happiness, gains, and losses. And I ask this with the divine will of the universe, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be. Okay, so next time, I started to do it that time, but this next one, I am going to show you guys a different way you guys can evolve. Turn this spell back over to the will, divine will of the universe. We do not send, not on my channel, not on my podcast, we do not send any prayers to OSHA, nothing like that. So you're not going to hear me say that. Okay? So now we're going to do the honey. And let's open the lid. Let's see. Okay, so we're going to pour some honey in as we're activating it. Because I don't want to charge and activate this whole thing. Okay, so I do want to do this, though. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That was slow. I charge and activate this honey to sweeten our love, to sweeten for each other. And our kisses are like honey. Our love is like honey. Our attraction for each other is sweeter than honey. Is sweet as the sweetest honey, and that we just are sweet on each other, and we let the world know we don't have to hide anything about our love because of what other people think. And I ask this with the divine, ask this for, and only if it's for always and only, and for and always only, and if this is for my greater good. And I ask with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed be. All right. So there's that. Now we've got, let's see. And you can kind of like construct this as you go along. Sunflower. So I have some sunflowers here that I'm going to put in there. Sunflowers are often used in like money prosperity spells. Because they are the success flower, but they also add energy and protection. They energize a spell. So in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate these sunflowers to bring energy into our relationship that flows everywhere. We have fun. Our relationship is successful in the ways in which universe have guided us and divined us to be successful together. That the bright light, the bright purity of these sunflowers blind out and provide a shield around us, around our home, around our relationship, around our families, and that peace is always restored. Peace is always restored. And that protection, and that you enter, and that these sunflowers energize our love to where we do not become complacent or lose interest in one another. I ask this according to the divine will of the universe, and with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name, amen. So mote it be. Okay, so let's get these sunflower petals in here. And yet can take time to do a spell. It really can, but to do a spell, it doesn't take as long as it does to make the oil, because the oil is already made. Flowers in there. All right. So next we're going to put in thyme, tarragon, and let me see. Let's see what we got here. We've got things you do not want to put in there are hot things, like hot peppers and stuff like that. You don't necessarily want to put that in there, actually. If you are heterosexual, then you might want to add juniper berries, because that represents the male. A lot of times you can even use juniper berries anyway, but especially if she has a masculine demeanor about her. So I'm putting in bay leaves, a bay leaf, and And then the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, consecrate, I bless, charge, and activate these bay leaves. Let me put in more than one. Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate these bay leaves to act as any herb that you feel should be in my love oil that is not there, because bay leaves are all purpose, such as abricamino, the traditional herb for a love oil, which I don't have. And also to strengthen the power in this oil, and to resonate it, and to protect against anything that might be mixed in that's not working well together. Make sure this oil, this love oil, is harmonizing and is bathed in love and blessings from the divine, from the ancestors, from divine energies, with divine energies love. And I ask this in the divine will of the universe, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels. In Jesus' name, amen, and blessed be. Almost done. Okay, so there's that. Now we're going to use, probably like that a lot. You use what you have. And if you only have a little bit, you only use a little bit. We're going to use peppermint. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate this peppermint to bring joy and good times for me and that this peppermint, the energy vibrations in this peppermint intensifies the qualities of the ingredients in this love oil, and the spell this love oil is used for. All the spells this love oil is used for. And I ask this with the divine will of the universe, and only and always for my greater good. With the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be. Okay, so we're going to place this peppermint in here. And just take your time. Be patient. So I'm feeling that from this peppermint. Adding patience and kindness to the recipe. Thank you, peppermint. Patience and kindness to this oil that's intensified and transferred to all that's all that this oil is used for. Now we're going to do lemon peel. Lemon peel is very cleansing and protecting, and it charges and activates. It brings energy to a spell. Okay. So, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate this lemon peel to bring sun and shine and vitality and protection, spiritual protection. Protections all the way around, 4 points all the way around for anything this love oil is used for And as this love oil is used, it also blesses with protection and strength, and that these lemon peels charge and activate and strengthen and bring a good boost of energy to the ingredients, to the power that this love oil resonates with on its own. Ask this with the divine will of the universe. Only and always and if for my greatest good, and with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name, amen, and blessings be. It doesn't matter how much lemon peel you use. Just that if you're in a lesbian relationship, you might want to watch how much you use, because it can be associated with masculinity. Okay, and then what you want to do when you are done is you want to seal it, put the lid on it, store it in a cool, dry place. It's best for your container to be dark in color, like brown or something dark in color. And you want to store this away from light so that the sunlight does not, you know, seep the energy from it. And then let's see, we're going to put in cinnamon, hibiscus, and fennel seed. Do not put cloves in here, please. Do not put cloves in here. Okay, this is cinnamon. Oh, put some lavender in it too. That would be nice. You want this to be as lovely as you can make it, okay? And you might not put fennel seed. Can't find it. With my ixnay, no clothes. I keep seeing clothes. Nope. And no powders. No powders go in here. A lot of powders in my pantry, and none of them go in there. None. Here's the fennel seed. I might put a fennel seed is very strong. Not like a clove, though. Not strong like a clove, but getting up there in that category. Okay, so let's do a cinnamon stick. Let's do, okay, I'm going to do two sticks. So we'll do two sticks of cinnamon. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate these cinnamon sticks for to bring us protection and speed to take away the blockages that have been delaying us coming together. For success and protection from negative people, from negative influence, from negative magic against us. for healing, since we've both been through so much. Love, and to bring abundance, great abundance and joy to our love, to our friendship, to our relationship, that our love is based on the friendship that we've had for years. I ask this with the divine will of the universe, in the divine will of the universe only, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be. So that goes in. And that goes in. Okay, so now we've got lavender. And then Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate this lavender to bring us protection for our love and peace. That peace is always restored between me, always, 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 and forever. And whenever this oil is used, peace is always reinforced between us, no matter for what love spell it's used for. I ask this with the in the divine will of the universe only, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name, amen. Blessings be. Okay, so let's get this lavender in. And we'll do hibiscus. This is the part that's the other side of the female, like if you're in a lesbian relationship. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate these hibiscus leaves to represent reciprocal love from to me, love, fidelity, and secure in our love, our softness, my acceptance of her and who she is, her acceptance of me and who I am, and that we build a strong bond that cannot be broken, and we form a family together. A strong family together that cannot be torn apart. Ask this with the divine will of the universe, in Jesus' name, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings be. I'm watching the time, so you guys might notice that. My voice might sound a little bit hurried. For the purpose of this here podcast, I'm speeding up a little bit. You really want to set aside time to make your oils, your powders, your salts, and stuff like that. Really pour yourself into it and give yourself time. Okay. And fennel seed smells so good. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate this fennel seed to bring us protection, strong protection from any curses, any evil, any negativity set against us, me, and anything that this oil is used for. I bless, charge, and activate this fennel seed to support and nourish and increase sexual virility and vitality between in our relationship and for whom this oil is used for. With the divine help and guidance and will of the universe, and with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be. Okay, so let's put that in. We are at the end of this. So let me put this in. Taking my time so I don't have fennel seed everywhere. Fennel smells amazing to me. I love the smell of fennel. And our last one that's going in is thyme. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I bless, charge, and activate this thyme to bring about loyalty, devotion, and to protect that in this relationship, and affection and closeness and emotional openness, emotional transparency, that our affection is closeness, is comfort to our soul, is balm to us. And we enjoy each other immensely in that way as well. With the help and the will of the divine universe always in our lives, we depend on you and you keep us together. We depend on each other and have our family and community support. All in the divine will of the universe, with the help of the guides, guardians, ancestors, and angels, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed be. Okay. That's the last bit. Now what you want to do, like I said, you want to, store this away from light in a dark container or in a dark corner. And about three months. You can use it before then if you can't wait. But 3 months is the typical amount of time for this to sit. And the energy and the juices of everything you put in here to really get together. Okay? Then you might want to pray over this whole thing one more time before you store it. And that's, you got your love oil. And for many of you, this is your first love oil. Okay? So next time, we will work on doing other oils, okay? And then as we get our stuff together, we'll start working on some spells. And maybe I'll throw in a few along the way. All right. Thank you guys for listening in. This is the longest podcast I've done for this channel, for real. So really take your time. You really want to take your time for these oils and for any of these things that you're making for your spells, because you're putting you in there. And that's the power from the spell. That's what really charging these ingredients to really bring out the natural vibrations that they have. It's coming from you. So you really want to make sure that you're focused and you're putting your intention in there really good, really well, and that you're totally connecting. Okay? So till next time. Bye.